Before I retired, I was the vicar of St. Polycarp's, Mailing Bridge, on the other side of Sheffield. I must confess that I knew very little about St. Polycarp before I went for my interview. And that's not surprising because there is only one other St. Polycarp's church in the whole of the United Kingdom, and that is a Catholic church in Northern Ireland. But St. Polycarp actually deserves to be much better known. He was a second generation of the Christian leaders, having grown up as a young man with St. John, who wrote Revelation in Smyrna, and later becoming the Bishop of Smyrna. And when he was an old man, aged 86, in one of the periodic outbreaks of persecution against the church, he was arrested. When the soldiers came to arrest him, he asked someone to prepare a meal for them while he went off to pray. And when he had finished praying, he came out and said to the soldiers, "Now I am ready." He was taken before the local magistrate in Smyrna and asked to say, "Caesar is Lord," but he refused to do so and said, "For 86 years, my Lord Jesus Christ has saved me well, and I will not deny him." The crowd gathered in the arena were baying for blood, and he was burned at the stake. After Stephen, he is the first Christian martyr of whom we have a written account of their death. No doubt there were others in between, but he was the next whose story was written down. In the book of Acts, we see the growing opposition to the Christian message. In Acts 2, we see that Peter and John were threatened. Where Ned preached a couple of weeks ago, we read of how the apostles were flogged. And now today, we hear of the first Christian martyr. I would like to say that what we face today in Britain is not persecution. It is, as it were, stage one, opposition to the Christian faith. I was just reading in these few days that we have been away on holiday something of Tim Farron's story. I don't know if you remember the name Tim Farron, but he was leader of the Lib Dems from 2015 till 2017. And at the 2017 election, he was hounded by the media because of his Christian faith, and in particular, what he thought about human sexuality. And in the end, he had to resign. He said in this interview that was published recently in the Christian press. I was not persecuted, but we must expect this level of opposition to the Christian faith, for we live in a multicultural world. Muslims are opposed because of their attitude towards women and because of the extremists. Catholics are opposed because of their attitude to abortion. Evangelicals are opposed because of their attitude towards human sexuality. However, there is real persecution going on in many parts of the Middle East and North Africa, and in some parts of India and China. The people who study these things reckon that there are 245 million Christians worldwide who are being persecuted for their faith. In 2014, only one country, North Korea, was ranked as extreme, and in 2019, 11 countries were ranked as extreme in their opposition to the Christian faith. I take these various figures from a recent report done for the Foreign Office by the Bishop of Truro. You may have heard the story of how about 3 years ago or so, there were a group of people from many of the countries in North Africa working in oil installations in southern Libya, somewhat isolated. And a group of extremists swept in, captured the oil plant, and lined up all the people and asked them to say something about Allah. 22 Christians refused to do so, and they were all killed. 13 of them came from one relatively small village in Egypt. And just, I can't remember whether it was the end of last year or the beginning of this year, that there was a new Catholic church built in memory of those martyrs. Almost all of whom were Egyptians. We just need to adjust to the fact that we no longer live within Christendom. We live in a country where there is considerable opposition to the Christian faith. And we do need to be ready to give a reason for the hope that is within us and to pray for the opportunities that will arise. Our gospel reading reminds us that we will be given words to say at the relevant moment. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you say will be given to you at that time, for it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through me. Stephen was given words. Words of truth which really challenged those who were listening. you stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in your hearts and ears, you are forever opposing the Holy Spirit, just as your ancestors used to do. Not polite words of response to those who are being aggressive towards Stephen. Not words that enabled him to escape from martyrdom. But he was given those words. And that led on to him having this vision of the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. We see Stephen confident in the face of death. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Just a little question to us. Are we confident in the face of death? When we come to those pearly gates and St. Peter opens the door and says to us, why should I let you into heaven? What will we say? Will we say, I've lived a good life? But we know deep down that there are lots of things that are wrong in our lives. Stephen saw the Son of Man standing at the right side of God. He was confident that he had been forgiven through Christ. And through the grace of Christ, he would be allowed into heaven, not because of his own merits. And he, even at the point of death, went on proclaiming the good news of the resurrection hope. Most of us in the 930 congregation are older people. And we know that within the next 10 or 20 years, we will need to see doctors and nurses more. And then we'll get to that point that we will need carers. And then we may end up in hospital. And are we ready and prepared to give a reason for the hope that is within us to those many non-Christians with whom we will spend time and have opportunities as they care for us. We live in a world where there is growing opposition to the Christian faith. Every year there is more and more persecution. There are persecution of other religious minorities, but at the moment it's primarily of Christians. And we are facing growing opposition. Stephen is a tremendous example as a man full of grace and power because he trusted in the risen Lord Jesus Christ and had a message of good news to proclaim. Amen.